September 19, Ezra and Nehemiah. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. Nehemiah and Ezra are men of opportunity. The Lord had a special work for them to do. They were to call upon the people to consider their ways and to see where they had made their mistake, for the Lord had not suffered his people to become powerless and confused and to be taken into captivity without a cause. The Lord especially blessed these men for standing up for the right. Nehemiah was not set apart as a priest or a prophet, but the Lord used him to do a special work. He was chosen as a leader of the people, but his fidelity to God did not depend upon his position. The Lord will not allow his work to be hindered, even though the workman may prove unworthy. God has men in reserve, prepared to meet the demand, that his work may be preserved from all contaminating influences. God will be honored and glorified. When the divine spirit impresses the mind of the man appointed by God as fit for the work, he responds, saying, Here am I, send me. God demonstrated to the people for whom he had done so much that he would not serve with their sins. He wrought, not through those who refused to serve him with singleness of purpose, who had corrupted their ways before him, but through Nehemiah, for he was registered in the books of heaven as a man. God has said, Them that honor me I will honor. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Nehemiah showed himself to be a man whom God could use to put down false principles and to restore heaven-born principles, and God honored him. The Lord will use in his work men who are as true as steel to principle, who will not be swayed by the sophistries of those who have lost their spiritual eyesight. Review and Herald, May 2, 1899.